Germany usually shies away from addressing national security and international affairs issues head-on. This is understandable given the decades after the Second World War, when Germany was acutely conscious of its Nazi history, and because for decades after the war, Germany became a cornerstone of the US, European, or basically Western alliance, of which NATO is the primary framework. In other words, Germany did not want to dwell too much on strategic national security issues, and it has been a key member of an alliance that, under the United States, has taken ownership of such domain anyway. But Germany has been changing. Since the day of Gerhard Schröder, its chancellor in the early 2000s, Germany began to step slowly, cautiously into such strategic affairs, and not necessarily by exactly following US thinking and ways of doing things. Angela Merkel, Germany's chancellor for 16 years from 2005 to 2021, was a keen Atlanticist, a strong believer in the Western alliance, and so in the importance of real closeness between Germany and the US. But Merkel was also, and perhaps more keenly, a strong believer in the centrality and major importance of the European Union. This led Angela Merkel to both to take solid, assertive, and tough steps to protect the European project, particularly after or in the aftermath of the 2008 financial crisis, but also to prioritize German-European relations, especially German-French relations, since the German-Franco alliance has been for decades the engine behind the power of the European Union. Angela Merkel was to navigate a difficult terrain. She imposed on the German taxpayer major financial burdens to save the banking sectors in different European countries. She had at the same time to coordinate with key European powers, France, but also the UK before Brexit, as well as with the European Commission, and at the same time she had to be mindful of how Washington, America, will perceive all of these steps by Germany. Importantly, Angela Merkel, like her predecessors, understood that cheap energy is key to Germany's industrial prowess, to its ability to be an expert powerhouse. This has come to mean relying on cheap Russian gas. The war on Ukraine changed all of that, whether in terms of the slowness and cautiousness in national security measures, or in terms of balancing different variables, or in Germany's ability and willingness to continue relying on Russian gas. Politics and economics and international affairs finally merged, and the result was a serious change in German strategic positioning. On 13 July 2023, Annalena Baerbock, Germany's foreign affairs minister, gave quite a detailed presentation of Germany's foreign policy. There are many important and interesting aspects in that presentation, but what matters most to us here in this series is Germany's view and rhetoric about China. The paper calls China a strategic partner, an economic competitor, and a systemic rival. This is interesting and smart. Words convey thinking, and sophisticated thinking is always layered. Words also are diplomacy's primary tool. And here, in these three descriptions, we see how Germany sees China and how Germany wants to shape its relationship with China. On one hand, Germany calls China a strategic partner. This is a clear way of asserting the importance of China as a market, as a source of raw materials important for industry, and as a key node in important value chains to Germany and to others in the world. By calling China a strategic partner, Germany extends a hand to China. Germany acknowledges the centrality, the importance of China. And yet, by calling China a systemic rival, Germany adheres to a wider European line, to which notably France also adheres. In this line of thinking, China's ways of seeing the world, its value system in its international interactions, its foreign policy, and what seem to be its interests and objectives, all of that are opposed to those of Europe. The key here is the word systemic. It indicates that the differences transcend the surface. The differences here are not merely about specific interests at one region of the world or specific interests at a particular moment in time. Rather, systemic means that the underlying factors that shape the Chinese desired shape of the world and the European desired shape of the world are markedly different. Yet Germany was cautious. It did not say that the two systems are clashing. Germany did not indicate that the European system and that of China are destined to enter into a confrontation. Here Germany took a step, a small but important step, to distance itself, albeit delicately, from the American position, which clearly indicates that China is destined to be, if not already is, an opponent. To my mind, this subtlety in the European, especially German view, is important in the short term. It can work now, during a time when the Biden administration in America is trying to find ways of cooperation with China. But given the long-term trends and most important dynamics of the relationship between the US and China, as this series has made it clear before, a strategic confrontation between the two has already begun. So, to my mind, Germany's national security thinking here works for now. It would need to be more decisive, however, as that strategic confrontation moves towards more tense stages, as might well be the case under a Republican administration in the White House after the 2024 presidential election. For now, however, the interplay between a strategic partner and a systemic rival provide a good working balance that Germany seeks in its relationship with China at the current moment. Especially that indeed there are areas in which Germany and Europe and the US actually need Chinese cooperation, most notably in all the climate issues. Perhaps a subtle, more important word that is there in this new German national security presentation that merits special attention is the notion of de-risking. Germany says that it wants to de-risk from China. This could mean different things. For example, reducing the reliance of major German exporters and manufacturers on the colossal Chinese market. It could mean reducing their need for China as an exporter of key materials, such as rare earth. And it could mean reducing the reliance on China as a major node in the global supply chains. In a way, one can think that such de-risking is exactly what Germany wants to do in this period, in the few years now, perhaps until the West-China strategic confrontation escalates and enters a more tense situation.